going to play? Is this not going to play? Have we finally reached such a dead zone that nothing can please? Please say yes.
I'm up in the world. I'm down on my mind. I'm building the steel to slow down the time. I'm up in the
Yeah.
almost, I almost got rear-ended there.
Oh, man a long time ago. Where'd you come from? Where'd you go? Where'd you come from? Cutting that Joe.
mixed that I just, like, I can't even make out the lyrics all that well.
Yeah.
I mean, like we're in a solar system, we're in the solar system right now.
I'm in a solar system, put my cloak on and then do so. But you know what? I can spit that fire like Mars. Penitentiary flow, cause I always got bars. It's time to take a nap, so my pillow be a star. I wake up in a space shuttle, you can keep your car.
I'm Mars and Jupiter. I get on these beats and I...
shit out, man.
North.
And bring it over here and climb up on my face. Put that pussy on my beard. I ain't trying to take you. Find your ass, no shoes. I'm trying to lick that clip while I'm looking up at you. No shame in my game, girl. Look back at me. I don't give a fuck if it's shaved or it's nappy. Long as it ain't nasty. Sanitation smell it. One whiff of that bitch. I'ma be belling.
So many people at this gas station, too. It's crazy.
Show you what it's about. Spread apart them lips, put that clit up in my mouth.
Oh, Danny Brown.
Five ways to make your patio a romantic retreat.
Ooh.
If it's just you and your spouse or your partner at home, and you'd like to surprise him or her, you can redecorate your patio and make it a lovely romantic retreat for the two of you.
Yeah, I'm going to redecorate the patio.
Here are five easy and inexpensive ways to turn your patio into a romantic getaway.
You know what I'm saying?
Even if it's just for one night.
Yeah.
One, privacy screens or curtains.
Pull up, you dumbass. You're not on
Unless your patio is completely shielded, you probably will want more privacy. A fast and easy way to construct your own privacy
screens. Left turn light's never going
to
change as long as you're that far back from
the
fucking light.
You can get these at any garden supply center. Place the stakes around the patio, one at each corner if your patio is square, or at convenient angles if your patio isn't square.
Yeah, convenient angles.
Tie or nail some heavy-duty clothesline between the stakes. Then hang some lengths of pretty luxurious fabric over the clothesline.
Pretty luxurious fabric.
Make sure that the fabric is long enough to reach the ground, and voila.
This fucking asshole.
Secluded private patio.
There you go. Now maybe the light will change.
Use thick mats and cushions instead of bare chairs.
This fucking
if you
bullshit.
Have a sofa on your patio, you can leave that, but get rid of any dining tables, upright chairs, or other furniture. Use futon mats, thick carpets, and lots of silk and satin pillows to create a comfortable, sensual atmosphere where you can lounge with your loved one. You can use the pillows that you already have if you buy new silk and satin covers for them.
Okay.
You can usually find pretty pillow covers at
where
home
can
stores
I find pretty
for less than $10
that's
a piece.
I'm always...
Three. Use some flower power.
What?
Nothing is more romantic than the lovely scent of fresh flowers. Stop by the farmer's market and get lots of fresh flowers like roses, lilies, and carnations in lots of different colors. Arrange the flowers in pretty vases or scatter the petals around the patio and in glass bowls filled with water and floating candles. Four, change the lights. Replace tiki torches and bright outdoor lights with soft white Christmas lights. Lots of candles and paper or fabric lanterns.
This light has not changed.
If you've made privacy screens, you
I
can
think,
wind some
Texas
of the white lights around the stakes to give just enough light to your romantic retreat. Five, bring the music outside. No, a boombox is not it.
What?
Buy some outdoor speakers to play romantic music on the patio.
I made of money?
They hook
I got
up
a boombox.
To your stereo like ordinary speakers, and some come in cases that mimic rocks, so they blend in outdoors.
Yeah.
Some brands are even wireless, so they pick up the music playing inside without messy wires.
Ugh, these messy
Make
wires!
Sure the speakers are outdoor speakers, though, which means they are waterproof and won't short out if it rains.
There you go. Go. Will I just change you, dipshit?
Baby.
This is a good song. Like it barely registers because I'm so angry about this traffic situation. Man, there's so many people here. I can't even get gas on account of how many people are here. Handle itself. Ugh, God. Imagine writing that song and then like playing it for someone. Like, hey, I just finished my Baby Yoda song. Let me play it for you. Just imagine having to know the person that wrote that song and be like, oh, great. Wow. Hey, really nice work, man. Oh, you really killed it on that one. Yeah, it's way better than your Game of Thrones song. All right. What's the plan here? I'm going to go into this gas station. I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And then I'm going to come back out here and see if it's going to be any easier for me to get gas. That's my plan. I'm going to put this mask on. And, you know, wish me luck, I guess, with the peeing and such. I'm going to cover this iPad with my sweatshirt, so now it's covered. That's a cold fucking drink. Ouch. Like, holding this can is hurting me. Okay. What are we looking like back here? Let's see if we can get some fucking gas. Three people fucking pulled in. Alright. Oh, hey, this one's... Can I just fucking hook it in to this? Oh, that's... No, I'm on the wrong side. I'm on the wrong side. By the time I get looped around, that one's gonna be taken. Unless it isn't. Unless it isn't. Fuck yeah. Back into this a little better here. Alright. Now I guess I put this mask back on. Oh, hey, this cold drink has touched the screen and made it all weird. Okay. Okay. Now gas. Put this mask back on. For gas. Okay. All right. Well, I had a beautiful dream that involved going through this Del Taco drive-thru. But the drive-thru is closed. Which seemed weird. I mean, the inside was open. They were still doing stuff in there, but I don't want to go back in. So I guess that's that. Okay, let's get this.
know, why not? Drinks that are now 300 milligrams of caffeine instead of 240. So this appears to be NOS's 300 milligram version.
Yeah.
So I got a couple cans of that.
Yeah. I said I wouldn't. Grab a belt, friend. Well, I lied. This is a wrap about bread. Bread. Shed. Bled. Bread, shed, bread, for socks, when he...
160, I mean, if you're still drinking 160s, what the fuck are you even doing?
The bread inside the shed, he lives with lead, he eats the shed, he shouldn't eat the shed, that's how he got the lead, in the box, in a box, called a shed, he eats bread.
Take those 160s, throw them in the garbage. At least be getting 240s. These 300s sometimes feel a little dicey. This sucks. I don't like this. This deliberately bad song? I don't like it. Like a fucking nasty. She just listen to any more of that.
You've got your ball, you've got your chain tied to me, tied tight.
Fuck me. Fuck this. What the fuck? Steve Aoki, you motherfucker. Fuck this. Holy shit. Yes, Dave Matthews, that's the guy. We need to cover that, like hype it up a little bit, you know? He's a drop. Fuck you. Get fucked.